Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the world news. The headlines. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval calls for decisive action against terrorism, says there cannot be double standards in fight against the menace. Air India extends suspension of its flights to Israel till July end amid continued geopolitical uncertainties in West Asia. United States, Mexico and Canada issue travel measures in wake of Ebola virus outbreak ahead of FIFA World Cup 2026. World Meteorological Organization says global temperatures likely to hit near record highs over next 5 years. And in cricket, Indian women's team beat England by 38 runs in first T20 international to take 1-0 lead in three-match series. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval called for decisive action against terrorism and said there cannot be double standards in the fight against it. Addressing an international security forum in Russia, Mr. Doval said, responsible nations have to evaluate their choices and decide whether they support sponsors of terrorism or counter them with decisive action.
Terrorism constitutes as one of the most serious threats to international security. And he felt that this is something for which all international security experts must address this threat. It is an antithesis of everything that humanity stands for. India has been a victim of state-sponsored terrorism.
In a social media post, the Indian embassy in Moscow said Mr. Doval participated in the first international security forum and the 14th meeting of high representatives for security matters in Moscow. On the sidelines of the forum, Mr. Doval held a meeting with his Russian counterpart, Shoigu. During the meeting, the parties reviewed the current state of cooperation in the areas of defense, security, energy and trade economic ties. Air India has extended suspension of its flight to Israel till July end amid continued geopolitical uncertainties in West Asia. The airlines had earlier suspended flight operations on Tel Aviv-Delhi route till June end. A senior Air India official said that flights have been further suspended, keeping in mind the geopolitical situation in the region. In the wake of the West Asia conflict, airlines have been facing multiple headwinds, including costlier fuel and airspace curbs, which pushed up their operational costs. The United States, Mexico and Canada issued a trilateral statement on public health travel measures for individuals arriving from African regions in the wake of the Ebola virus outbreak in parts of Africa. This coordinated approach aims to protect the citizens and the millions of visitors, fans, athletes and tourists expected during the FIFA World Cup 2026 while maintaining travel and commerce across their borders. More in this report.
Uganda has banned mass public gatherings in an effort to curb the spread of Ebola in the East African country. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has said that the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo was very complex, with conflict, insecurity, displacement, food shortages and community mistrust complicating efforts to contain the disease. Speaking to reporters at the airport upon arriving in the DRC capital of Kinshasa, Tedros said he had come to show affected communities that they are not alone and that the WHO was there to support the response. WHO teams are already working on the ground in Bunia, the capital of Eastern Ituri province. He said, adding that he would travel there today to assess the situation. More than 1,000 suspected cases and 238 suspected deaths have been reported as the latest outbreak continues to spread across the DR Congo's eastern provinces, according to a situation report released on Wednesday by the country's Ministry of Health. The WHO declared the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern on May 17, while the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention later declared a continental public health security emergency. Rupesh Rathore for World News.
World Meteorological Organization WMO has said that global temperatures are likely to hit near record highs over next 5 years. A report.
According to a new WMO report, annual global mean near surface temperatures during 2026 to 2030 are predicted to range between 1.3 and 1.9 degrees Celsius above the 1850-1900 average. According to the report, there is an 86% chance that at least 1 year between 2026 and 2030 will surpass 2024 as the warmest year on record. There is an El Nino predicted for the end of 2026, which increases the chances of 2027 becoming the next record-breaking year. The 5-year predicted average temperatures in the central tropical Pacific region indicates a tendency towards El Nino conditions, particularly in 2027 and 2028. Under the Paris Agreement, countries agreed to keep the rise in long-term global average surface temperature well below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels while pursuing efforts to limit the increase to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The scientific community has repeatedly warned that warming beyond 1.5 degrees Celsius could trigger increasingly severe climate impacts and extreme weather events while also reducing adaptation options. Payal Sharma for World News.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal engaged with over 50 business and industry leaders at the round table hosted by the Consulate General of India in New York in collaboration with US-India Strategic Partnership Forum. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that during the roundtable, he highlighted India's strong growth story, reform-driven business environment, and expanding opportunities for global investors under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He further discussed ways to deepen India-US trade, investment, innovation, and supply chain partnerships for shared prosperity. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The U.S. State Department has designated two Brazilian criminal groups as foreign terrorist organizations. The two gangs, First Command of the Capital or PCC and Red Command or CV, are likely to have more than 50,000 members combined, according to experts. Designated criminal cartels in Latin America as foreign terrorist organizations is a strategy that Trump administration has used as it turns to military activity and other aggressive steps to combat drug trafficking in the Western Hemisphere. With Brazil's presidential election set to take place in October, supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro have called for the designation as they target President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's public security policies. Lula, who's seeking re-election and is trying to boost his anti-crime credentials, has openly opposed labeling criminals as terrorists, while Bolsonaro's supporters in Congress have publicly urged Trump to hit harder on the gangs. Ukraine and Sweden have signed a declaration aimed at deepening defense cooperation in a move that will see Kiev receive a new military aid package worth 2.7 billion euros. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson has said at a joint press conference yesterday that Ukraine will buy 20 new Gripen fighter jets from Sweden. In the US, three people were killed in an explosion that engulfed a Dallas apartment building in a massive and deadly blaze. Dallas Fire Rescue spokesperson Jason Evans announced the fatalities at a news conference. Authorities would not provide an immediate number of how many missing people they were looking for hours after dozens of firefighters had brought the flames under control. India took a 1-0 lead after beating England comfortably by 38 runs in the first of a three-match T20 International Cricket Series at County Cricket Ground, Chelmsford. After losing the toss, India made 188 runs for 7 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. Jeremiah Rodriguez was the highest scorer with 69 runs off 40 balls. In reply, England scored only 150 runs for 8 wickets in 20 overs. Jeremiah Rodriguez was declared player of the match. The second T20 international match will be held tomorrow at Bristol at 7 p.m. IST. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval calls for decisive action against terrorism, says there cannot be double standards in fight against the menace. Air India extends suspension of its flights to Israel till July end amid continued geopolitical uncertainties in West Asia. United States, Mexico and Canada issue travel measures in wake of Ebola virus outbreak ahead of FIFA World Cup 2026. World Meteorological Organization says global temperatures likely to hit near record highs over the next 5 years. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.